Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Welcome to the show.
You know what today is?
Today is National Milk Day.
Got milk?
I know I should drink milk because it'll help me grow up big and strong.
Each year on January 11th, we observe National Milk Day.
Milk! It does the body good!
National Milk Day.
Celebrate milk today, January 11th. In 1878, vendors first delivered milk in glass bottles in the U.S.
Happy National Milk Day.
It's
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. Show number 2263. Brand new year, brand new month, and 6:06 Tuesday morning.
Milk Day?
National Milk Day today.
I was thinking like it's Selma Hayek and all the girl. Milk.
I'm sure there is a day for that.
I'm sure there's a National Milk Day.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
But that's not today.
Okay, whatever. All right, then.
National Milk Day today.
Just bland milk. No, uh-huh. I love milk. People make fun of me. God forbid I order milk in a restaurant. Like, you're drinking milk?
Yeah, it's kind of weird at a restaurant.
I love it.
I do it every once in a while.
I love milk with breakfast.
So do I.
Yeah.
Good what? Glass of ice cold milk.
Sorry.
But what? Put ice in it.
Yeah, put ice. Oh, yeah, I don't put ice in it.
What? I know people that do that.
Yeah, I know people that do, too. Yeah.
I don't know why it's so gross, because we put ice in a lot of things.
We do. It just, I think milk is considered still a teeny bit creamy, maybe, so... You know, I guess it's just then you water down the cream. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to each his own. Who am I? I'm not one to judge or have opinions.
Of course not. None of us are. So, you know what? With your milk, you do with what you want. How
Thank
about that?
You.
So, on National
Thank
Milk
you.
Day
with
today.
With your milk, you do milk. I'm sorry.
We'll
milk.
Celebrate that later this month. Plenty of sunshine, according to Channel 3. Today, tomorrow, highs in the low to mid-60s. Got 39 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is interesting. Somebody polled about 2,000 people. Found out some of the things that we feel we just don't get enough of. And those include sunshine, vacation days, sleep, money, and fresh air. So, you know what? Apparently people need to go outside some. Jeez, get outside, people.
Every once in a while, walk around.
Yes, exactly.
Morty.
Yes, walk around. Yes, that's right. Get a little fresh air. Get the sunshine, perhaps. Not going to help with the vacation days, sleep, or money, but it should help your inner health. How about that? This is very interesting. A poll, 56% of us, this poll found out, 56% of us have screwed up recipes that are considered easy. They call them hard, easy things to make. The number one hard, easy thing to make, pancakes. People say they just screw them up. They may be good. They don't look good, though. Mm-hmm. They're messy. Others say, following in that list, eggs, pasta, mac and cheese, and soup. Those are they're easy things to make because there's not a lot of prep and all that, but they're hard to perfect.
Yeah.
There are people out there who still say they don't know. I can't hard boil an egg. I can't. It's never perfect, ever.
And some people have that knack where whatever they make, it's just good.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And you try and follow along, like you said. And for whatever reason...
Give me eggs, pasta, mac and cheese soup. I will kill it. Pancakes are a pain in the butt to me. I don't know what it is.
And it seems messy.
I know. It is messy.
There's flour or pancake mix everywhere.
Won't do those. Won't do waffles. But I'll make French toast. That's easy. Oh. That's fine. That's easy. Morty, for you, Arby's new Diablo Dare sandwich. It is so spicy, they're also giving away a free milkshake with it. So check it. Check it out.
There's an Arby's, right down the street.
I know. I don't think they open till 10 or 11, however. You should try it, though. You should try it, definitely. Diablo Dare sandwich. So there you go. Yeah.
And I want my free milkshake.
Well, I think you might need it to cool it off. Mm-hmm. That or, you know, thing of toilet paper. Maybe they might give you one of those as well. But anyhow, yeah. Diablo Dare sandwich. Give it a shot, people. Get the free shake to cool it a little bit. A few things you should know for only Tuesday. And if there is anything you miss on this show, we have a blast each and every day. Hit up our website. Check out our podcast, 96.3kklz.com.
Normally, I think, Carla, this would be a story in the other news. But, but because of the subject matter, maybe we do it early.
It's not that funny if it's you. It's really not funny.
And it's one of those stories where this always happens. It always seems to happen to other people.
Yes, yes. Well, basically, this woman, and I believe this was in the South, actually. Well, some guy came to their house and pooped on their picnic table, a person, a guy, and then stole the daughter's scooter.
Out of nowhere.
Yes. And that's what the mom is saying. She doesn't know who is it.
Here's the mother talking about it.
I've never seen that guy before. It looked like he, like, directly just came right to my house, like he had a problem with me or something. My daughter said, Mom, don't worry, it was just a reindeer. The reindeer were here. And I was like, I wish it was the reindeer, but I don't know anybody else in the world that would think doing that was okay. So hopefully if his friends see, or, you know, family members, they can get on him and tell him, like, that was just disgusting and wrong.
You know what?
They caught him on camera, apparently. Reindeer don't do that on the picnic table.
But God bless the little girl.
Yeah. I know.
Mom, it was a reindeer.
It must have been a reindeer.
And then the reindeer took my scooter.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
You know, I've done a lot of stupid stuff, and I've drank a lot.
Me too, sure.
To the point where that's when you do that stupid stuff.
Yes.
Never in my life have I ever thought of just seeing a picnic table or something around a house, dropping my pants, and going poop.
I can't even do that in the woods. I can't.
Well, that's true.
I can't.
It's tougher for women.
Yes.
Evidently.
That is really, you know, but gosh, dude. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I don't even want to go to that subject. I really don't.
But it always seems to happen to other people.
Yeah. And that has to be kind of like the DoorDash driver. Remember a month and a half ago we heard about that, you know. Those aren't accidents when you plant yourself.
Right.
That's not an accident when you take a stance.
Yeah.
No.
Unless somebody listening this morning has one of those friends, you're never going to believe what happened to my friend.
Well, I think you do.
Well, I do. My stepdaughter.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about back in the day when you had a roommate.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, that's, yeah. I mean, there might be those
stories. That was the only time.
Yeah, wasn't you.
But my stepdaughter is one of those girls.
Oh, no.
No matter what the story is, you're never going to believe what happened to me.
Wait, what? And then you tell it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, you're kidding.
Until somebody I really trust, comes by and verifies the story.
Yes, exactly. No, I mean, it came right out of the sky. It just came out of the sky. I'm telling you right now.
Great example.
My
daughter got married out at Lake Las Vegas.
Yes.
And all the kids went out afterwards to the Irish pub out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The next morning, Jody woke her up. We had a room out there. She stayed with us.
Right.
And she smelled like vomit.
Oh, God.
Jody says, what happened? Did you get sick or something? No, I'm sitting at the Irish pub. All of a sudden, a dog out of nowhere comes running in and sits on my lap and throws up and then takes off. And I even said, seriously. Seriously.
Yeah.
A week later, my now son-in-law.
Right.
Says, oh, by the way, you're never going to believe what happened at the Irish pub after the wedding.
Oh.
This dog out of nowhere jumps on Sarah's lap, throws up, and then takes off. And I said, are you serious? He goes, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. That's the story right there, just out of nowhere. What happened to you?
Can you top that?
Angie's aunt's driving along a couple weeks ago. Just driving home. This is in the Baltimore area.
Right.
It's dark. Here's a smash. She's in her car, and it was like, what in the hell? She thought like a meteor or something, and it might have been, but there was snow and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But she gets home, her sunroof smashed in, but it was closed. which probably saved her life. She still doesn't know what happened.
You're never going to believe what happened to me.
Yes, do you have one of those stories?
You're never going to believe what happened to me.
Oh, my God.
Now,
gosh.
Carla, tell the bird story.
Oh, a friend of mine years ago, we were in college, and she had a cat. And her cat wasn't really an outdoor cat, and it got out. And he came home with a bird and dropped it, like, right at the doorway as you walk in. And she thought, oh, great. I got to get this out of here. So she went to get, like, the dustpan and the broom and sweep it up. And,
yeah.
And, and it just started flying around. And it had been pierced by the cat. So there's bird blood and there's just feathers
just
going everywhere and on the wall. And,
We're talking about those stories that are hard to believe, even though they truly happen.
Yes.
And they always start out, you're never going to believe what happened. Denise is on the phone. What's your story?
So my husband's friend, big motorcycle guy, you know, sports bike.
Yeah.
Living in Tennessee, is riding these back real windy, twisty roads with his buddies, and a deer runs out in front of him. So he veers off, goes down this 40-foot ravine. That adrenaline kicked in, and another one of his friends ran down that 40-foot ravine and tied off his leg because he was bleeding. He ended up losing a leg.
Jeez.
And he got seriously hurt. While he's in the hospital, he writes on a piece of paper while he's still on the ventilator, I will ride again. Okay, fine. So he rehabs, he's back to work, back to riding. About 5 years later, he's out in the middle of this open road riding, you know, crotch rocket, and there was a turkey vulture just sitting on the side of the road. I don't know if the turkey vulture decided to take off when the guy rode by or if the sound of the motorcycle spooked him, but I don't know if it hit him off the bike or it broke his neck, but he died from a turkey vulture.
Oh my God!
Right down the road.
Denise, you already won.
Can I say this? Never saw that coming.
No.
You know, God tapped him on the shoulder with the deer. Like, hey, don't ride anymore.
Jeez.
And now here comes the turkey vulture.
I love the way you put that. God tapped him on the shoulder, taking his leg. And I did think you were going to say, well, you know, he lost his other leg. But not, wow. Do we have a prize for the saddest story this morning? I don't think
we do. You know what? We're going to go through the M&C prize chest.
Oh, my gosh.
And see if we can't find you something, because let's stop the madness.
I know. I'm not making light. But, wow, again, like Mike said, we thought you were going to zig, and that he was as well, and then zagged, and wow. Oh, turkey vultures.
Well, on that sad note, have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah, he died.
Wow. Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
VGK play tonight, T-Mobile Arena against Toronto.
Okay.
So they dropped the puck at about 7:10. Go Knights, go. And then the playoffs. Just a reminder, the Raiders, they play Cincinnati back east. So that kickoff is 1:30 Saturday afternoon.
Okay, nice. Early game.
Which I like.
Nice. Yeah.
Enjoyed the afternoon. And so let's see if the Raiders can get past Cincinnati and move on in the playoffs. All right. By the way, want to throw it out there. Morty finally admitted something to you and I, Carla. We were shocked. We'll talk about that here in a couple of minutes. Yesterday, after show meeting, Morty finally confessed, Carla, and you and I were both kind of shocked.
Right.
Shocked.
Yes.
Morty, tell everybody what you told us.
About how I'm really lazy?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Morty, yes.
So, how lazy are you? Tell everybody how lazy you are.
I'm so lazy that I walk out my front door, and I live in an apartment complex.
Right.
We all have the shared mailroom.
And
it's maybe, I want to say, about 30 yards from my front door.
Mm-hmm.
And my car is about 15 feet. 20 feet from my front door.
Do you see where this is going?
Yeah, I see where this is going. Jeez.
And I get in my car and I drive to the guest stall that's right in front of the mill. the mailroom.
So you drive to get your mail.
Yeah, and then I reverse out, and I reverse all the way back into my stall and get out.
Jeez, you don't even put it in drive. You don't even do the two-point turn.
And I thought at first, maybe because it's all of the mail he has to carry.
Yes, you want to put it in the trunk.
Right.
You don't want to just carry it home and drop haul it.
Most of them are like my grocery store ads. But I didn't even notice I just do it all the time. I didn't realize I was doing it until my neighbor was walking to get her mail at the same time. And she saw me reversing back into my stall when I got out of my car. She says, did you just drive to the mail? I'm like, yeah.
I guess I did.
Yeah, I did.
Now, having heard that, I started thinking because there's times where I'll back my car out and reposition it for the week, whatever. And I'll say, well, let me grab the mail key. I'm backing the car out anyways. I might as well because it's probably just as far.
Okay.
About 30 feet.
Yeah, well, all that's sticking with me is the fact that I repositioned my car in the garage for the long time.
So every once in a while, I will drive. It seems like I'm driving to the mailbox, but I'm in the car anyways. Yeah. Why not just go there and pick it up?
I don't know. I don't think it's lazy. I mean, when it comes to mail, like when I go home, my mailbox is just beyond when I go home. So I'll stop there.
Okay, but that's different.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
But if you get up from the couch.
No, I know.
And then get in your car.
Yeah.
And drive to the mailbox and then back it up all the way.
No, I can't. No,
That's altogether different.
No, I'm trying to think of my lazy.
What's your lazy?
I got to think about it. It might be at the mall. It might be recently as a downtown Summerlin parked on one side. Then I was going to the other side, and I did get in to move to go drive to the other side. It was cold.
So you wouldn't have to walk.
I didn't want to walk. It was cold.
702-739-9636.
You guys are lazy.
36. Text or call. What is your lazy? Or maybe somebody you know.
Yes.
They are so lazy.
Yeah.
It's never you.
No.
It's always them.
Well, I will say my remote's been sitting on the floor for like 3 days.
You missed it just a couple of minutes ago. Morty actually admitted the fact that he'll get up off the couch, go down to his car, drive 30 feet to the mailbox without even turning the car around, puts it in reverse, and backs it back into the parking spot where it's supposed to be parked, his car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then go upstairs. So
epitome of lazy. Morty.
We just wanted to know, what's your lazy? Now, Carla, I understand you. On your way home, you go, well, I'll just stop here at the mailbox.
I know.
And then go home.
Right.
I understand that, but that's lazy.
I know. I think I'm finding out, apparently, that guys are way more lazy.
Oh, please. No contest.
Yeah,
no contest.
That should just be out there in the universe.
Yes.
Guys are just lazy in general.
We have a couple of people texting in.
Yeah, David said, here's lazy for you. I have a back scratcher in every room of my house because once I relax, I'm too lazy to get up with my back itches.
I'm with him. I'd have the same thing.
Do you really?
Yeah, my mom buys those bamboo ones. She brings them from Hawaii. One in the living room, one in the office, one in the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
My back doesn't get that itchy, apparently. Jeez. Marcus said, I live alone. Sometimes I'll wake up in my recliner, and I'll just sit there staring at the wall for about 45 minutes debating whether or not I should just get up and go to bed. When it'll just be easier to sleep in the chair.
So I can't decide if I should just be lazy here or get up and walk maybe 25 feet and be lazy in the bed.
But if you get up and walk, then you're defeating the being lazy purpose, Mike. You'd
exactly.
You have to get up. So.
All right. What is your lazy? And you don't even have to compare it to Morty's lazy.
Right.
The back scratcher thing kind of surprised me. But if they have to be all over the house, that's a good thing to have all over the house.
I guess so.
And if you have more than one and can do it, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. One of our listeners followed up, a female woman, but this is just smart. Maybe the back scratcher is. Susan said, well, I have eyeglasses, reading glasses all over the house. So that's just smart, though.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, you got those in each room.
Yeah.
Okay, that's smart. Well, this is pretty good. Tom said, my wife wanted me to vacuum the living room a few days ago, and it's a room that nobody ever uses, so I didn't really want to vacuum. This is just classic. So I took the vacuum and I pushed it around the room to make lines in the carpet. What? Did everything necessary except plug the damn thing in. Why? Wouldn't you just plug it in, Tom? Why?
Because that would have been too much.
Oh, my God. So you made the lines on the car.
That's
no,
great.
No, that guy vacuum.
That is great.
That's like the little kid who gets their toothbrush wet, right, and sticks it in their mouth and chews on it and then puts it back in.
Yeah.
Well, you could have brushed your teeth.
By then.
Oh, my God. Daniel said, here's one better. I bought a recliner with the fridge in it, which I've seen. He said, my wife hates it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the epitome of lazy. I'm sorry. If you're lying there, if you're kicked back in your recliner and you just reach down, open it up, and pull out a bud.
Carla finally realized she has a lazy. She will admit her hold on for a second, because this is a big deal, because I don't consider you a very lazy person. Like my wife, Jody, who's not lazy, I don't consider you lazy. Well. So for you to do this, this is a big deal, so hold on. Here's the big announcement. What is your big lazy?
I won't buy oranges. I will not buy oranges because I don't like peeling them. I love oranges, but I don't like peeling them. And I'm telling you right now, people, I'll pay someone to peel an orange for me.
You're too lazy to peel an orange?
I am way too lazy to peel an orange. I think it's the biggest pain in the butt on earth. I really
When's
do.
When's the last time you had an orange?
If you peel my orange.
As long as you bring it to the couch.
Yes, I'll do that. I had a part of an orange on Sunday, but it was with my breakfast and it was only a quarter.
Yeah.
And even that was a pain. I didn't pull off the peeling. I took a knife and cut it.
Uh-huh.
I cannot. It's a pain in
the
butt.
That was your fruit plate.
It was a fruit, and it was just a quarter of an orange.
And everything was sliced for you. And you.
That's how lazy she is.
That's why. And I was asking Morty, do you buy pineapple? I don't buy pineapple. I don't like dealing with fruit, and I love fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I have to keep working for the rest of my life so I can buy pre-cut fruit.
You just don't like peeling fruit.
I hate it.
Cutting up watermelon?
No, I don't like cutting up watermelon either.
That's another thing you and I have in common, because my wife Jody will say, do you want to get a watermelon? And the immediate thing hits me.
Yes.
If I have to cut it up, I can go. And I love watermelon.
And what am I paying, like 70 times what a watermelon costs for it to be in the little boat that I'm buying?
Yeah.
I'll buy that. I'll get that instead. I know
wow,
I need to
you
pay
finally
for my
came
insurance,
clean, so.
But,
that's your big lazy. Watch, all of a sudden you're going to be a part of the Fruit of the Month Club or something. People sending you oranges every day for a month.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We've decided that we're probably the laziest people on the face of the earth.
Yeah, leave me alone, everybody. Now all of a sudden,
It's okay for Morty to hop in his car.
Yeah, it's okay for Morty to pack a lunch to drive 100 feet.
Not even that.
But Carla, you know you can slice an orange and eat it from the inside. Carla, you know you can slice an orange. You know you can cut it and... Please.
You're allowed to lazy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. However, I'm finding that there are a lot of people who don't like to do the fruit thing. Somebody said, I'm with Mike on the watermelon.
Yeah.
Big pain in the butt. It is.
All right. Channel 3 weather. Plenty of sunshine today. Tomorrow highs. Today and tomorrow in the low to mid 60s. Got about 42 now. Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right. We ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, we have lost a lot of people over the past couple of weeks. Of course, Bob Saget earlier this week. Jodie Sweetin, who played Stephanie Tanner on Full House. She put out a really, really sweet tribute. And she called Bob Saget the best TV dad ever. She also, and I love this, she also promised to tell an inappropriate joke at his funeral because that's what he would have wanted. And that is the truth. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely the truth. Having a little computer issue. Betty White apparently indeed died from a stroke that she suffered nearly a week before she passed. It has come out that her cause of death is listed as a cerebrovascular accident, which is loss of blood flow to part of the brain, resulting in brain tissue damage. Now, sources say she was alert and coherent after the stroke, and she did die peacefully in her sleep at home. So, 99 years old. God love you, woman. Man.
What a life.
Yes, exactly. I'm mentioning this not because he died, but convicted murderer Robert Durst died yesterday. 78 years old, and you might remember the HBO series The Jinx.
Yeah.
Remember that? Did you watch that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm mentioning this because a lot of people got him confused with Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
Oh. Everybody was freaking
and
out.
It was trending yesterday. It was like, no. And people all over were back and forth. It's like, no, not Limp Bizkit's Fred. No.
Wrong
this
Durst.
This was a murderer who, yes, he was horrible.
Okay.
Great show, though, by the way. Great show. Listen to this. Mariah Bell is her name. She's the oldest woman in 95 years to win the U.S. Figure Skating Championship. She's 25 years old. She will be heading to the Beijing Olympics, making her the oldest American woman to compete in singles skating since 1928. She's 25!
Yeah. Way too old.
Is the old broad coming?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can I help you with your laces?
Yeah. I mean, is the old broad coming? Yes, exactly. Grey's Anatomy. I read this every year. Returning for a 19th season.
Wow.
And so is Ellen Pompeo. People were all over Twitter posting jokes about it, you know, that she actually could have become an actual doctor in that time. Meredith Grey. So that's what I'm, you know what? Picture it. The year 2050, right? The glaciers are entirely melted. There's war. There's famine. Like a, you know, 95th COVID variant. Sixth Bush has been elected president. And Grey's Anatomy has been renewed for a 47th season. Jeez. Wow. Good for them. Now, even though I think it should end, now I'm thinking they might go to 20 and say that, then we're done.
Then okay,
we're
then
done.
We're
One
over.
More season.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. That is my take. You know what? If you're thinking of switching to Health Plan of Nevada, do it. Go to choosehpn.com.
As the Raiders get prepped and start practicing for the first round of their playoffs in Cincinnati against the Bengals on Saturday afternoon, 1:30 p.m., listen to what Pittsburgh Steeler fans are doing. Now, because there was no tie and the Raiders won, Pittsburgh gets in.
Right.
So the other night, Sunday night, Pittsburgh fans like Morty, who's a big Steeler fan, was just sitting there going, oh, please, somebody kick something. So to thank Raider kicker Daniel Carlson, listen to what Morty, tell everybody what Pittsburgh Steeler fans are doing.
The Steelers fans are sending money to charities that Daniel Carlson has been affiliated with since he's been with the Raiders. One of them being the Boys and Girls Club of Southern Nevada.
That's cool.
I think as of last night, it was like $2,300, which is probably a lot more now. But
Yeah, very cool.
Apparently, this is something that fans do. In 2018, the Bills donated to a charity for Andy Dalton for his charity when they got put into the playoffs.
Okay, because of something he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's good then.
Kidding.
Thank you, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know.
And you fans, keep donating.
I know. I'm trying
you
to see.
You owe us.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I'm trying to see what it might be at about now, but I will find out.
This is about 80 donations total so far, but like I said, it's probably higher. So.
All right.
Very cool.
You being
like
a Steeler fan, have you donated yet?
No, but I will.
You're so lazy.
I'm going to go get the other Steeler fan down the hall to help donate, too.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, okay. He'll drive down there, Carla.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Yacht Rock comes to the Mike and Carla Morning Show with Pablo Cruz this weekend. We have a pair of tickets to give away. Tell you how to win those after Madonna, KKLZ. Yacht Rock is coming to Vegas.
Yes.
And Pablo Cruz is going to be at the Vail Pavilion.
There we go. Yeah, you know what? Let's do that right there. Huh?
Silverton Hotel Casino, Saturday night, Jan 15th. We do have tickets to give away all week long. Now, if you can't get through on the phone, there is a second chance to win on our website, 96.3kklz.com. But this morning, you have a chance to win to go see Pablo Cruz. And the answer is always C.
Yes, the answer is always C.
We're going to make it easy for you this morning. So if you want to dial in, starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Get a pair of tickets to go see Pablo Cruz Saturday night over at the Silverton. From 96.3 KKLZ. Carla, we have Cliff on the phone. Cliff's going to play a round of The Answer is Always C.
Cliff, we want you to get 3 out of 3 for this one. If you do, you're going to see Pablo Cruz.
Here we go. Number one.
Cliff, it's a pretty big boat. Is it A, a dinghy, B, a canoe, or C, a yacht?
I would say it's C, a yacht.
Yes, yes. A yacht. Thank you.
Number two.
Cliff, this Paul is from Mad About You. Would it be A, DJ Paulie, B, Paul the Apostle, or C, Mr. Reiser?
That's a tricky one, but I would guess it would be C, Mr. Reiser.
Yes,
Paul
because
Reiser.
Everyone knows Paul the Apostle did Hooperman. So,
all right, third and final question.
Cliff, this Pablo used to paint people with three eyes, square faces, no arms. Would it be Pablo Escobar, San Pablo, or Pablo Picasso?
Oh, I knew this one from school. I think it's Pablo Picasso.
Yeah! Good job, Cliff!
Very well played. Very well played.
The little-known fact that Cliff knew all those answers.
Thank God I paid attention in the school there. You got the tickets Saturday night. Pablo Cruz at the Vail Pavilion, Silverton Hotel Casino. You got the tickets. Everybody else, second chance to win on our website, as we said earlier, so do that. But hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome. Keep up the great work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. 60-year-old guy in Alabama got arrested for stealing a full set of metal bleachers from a public park. Hooked them up to his big truck and dragged them down the street. Made it about 1.5 miles before the cops finally pulled him over.
Wow. I mean, those people are stealing bridges?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Metal bleachers. You'd see it like at a Little League park or something like that.
All right. Strap it on back of the truck.
Jeez.
Okay.
Shouldn't be too hard to find.
Wow.
Sparks are flying everywhere.
Jeez. Yes, exactly.
A couple of women in Canada are at war with their 3 cats who won't get off the box of their new Vitamix long enough for them to use the blender. Which is what I always think of when I see something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
So they've asked Vitamix to send them some empty boxes to fake out the cats.
Oh, okay.
And Vitamix says, okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
The women have been documenting the standoff with their cats on Facebook. And they finally gave up, so...
Okay, cats like boxes.
Why can't you just
boxes? They
get, like push the cats off the box.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, that's tell a cat that. Hey, I'm pushing you off.
I mean, This is going to cost like $500 or something like that,
man.
For Vitamix.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, they love their cats, don't they? Wow. Check this out. Guy William is his name. He attacked 5 flight attendants during a flight from San Jose, California to London. Long flight. 33 years old. Apparently he downed 2 Ambien, 3 glasses of wine, 2 small bottles of Bailey's. And then he headbutted a cabin crew member and threw chocolates at everybody. Put his T-shirt over a female flight attendant's head and tackled another one to the ground. He says, you know what? It's my insomnia.
Ah.
That's what caused that. That's why I'm in this pickle. He's going to be in a heap of trouble. He's going to court. He's going to probably spend some time in jail.
Oh, I bet.
He attacked people. He assaulted people. My insomnia. It's because I can't sleep. And I get insomnia does bad things
and,
to you.
And taking Ambien makes you do things that normally you don't do or remember.
Yes, exactly.
With wine.
Yeah, if you're washing it down with wine and Bailey. Dude. Hey.
I mean, I'm not a pharmacist.
No, exactly.
But I know that concoction.
Yes, I know. Let's see, and you carry the 7 yeah, that's not a good concoction.
And the T-shirt over the head of the flight attendant, you do that to your little sister when you're growing up if you're a big brother. You don't do that to a flight attendant.
And she didn't say goodbye to me when I left. Bye-bye.
I can't understand why.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I just woke up.
Yes, exactly. I was fine.
Yeah.
Oh, Morty, I think you'll appreciate this. 2 L.A. cops, they were fired. They were playing Pokemon Go during a robbery in progress. Luis and Eric, they caught Snorlax and Togetic. Instead of handling this robbery, they got a call from a shopping mall. They said there was a lot of noise. We didn't hear the call. They spent 20 minutes driving around trying to catch these 2 Pokemon characters, and they were busted when they actually started bragging about their scores in front of fellow officers. You idiots! You idiots! Oh, my God.
Where was this at?
L.A.
Well, there's a lot going on there. So.
Yeah, we catch them all, except for the robbers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but we got Snorlax. And Togetic.
So, and look at our scores.
Yeah, dude, look at that. This reminds me of Beverly Hills Cop, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Were L.A. or Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Got Snorlax. Oh, well, the mall was robbed, held up at gunpoint. But good job, guys. Good. Let me put a banana in your tailpipe now, okay? Jeez, it is Tuesday or other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Some stories, again, they're just fun. A Mason City, Iowa Walmart worker is retiring after 22 years with the company. June Brasser is her name, and she's held a lot of different roles with Walmart. She's 97 years old, by the way.
Oh, my God.
97 years old. Yeah, she thinks, you know what? It's time to retire at 97 years old now. She will continue to do work with the Children's Miracle Network, which she has done for years, and plans to spend the rest of her retirement playing cards, reading books, and drinking coffee. She also, by the way, likes skydiving and zip lining.
Oh, my God.
And hot air ballooning.
Oh, God.
June, honey.
You're just tempting.
Play the cards.
Tempting fate.
Yes, play the cards, read the books. Jeez.
That's great. Yeah, 97 Walmart. I got to go.
I know it.
I don't think I'm going to be in next week.
The thing is, she started when she was 75 with Walmart.
Got the job.
Jeez, I got it.
You know what?
Good for her.
I'll be joining you.
Right? Yeah.
Aren't
no
you
kidding.
Michael Bryan? Yes, welcome to Walmart.
Yeah, but I'm not getting up on the zip line with you, Junie.
Nothing like that. If you have a feel-good story, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush up next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow, bright and early. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now.
Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.